Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Luckett, and life has a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and many in-betweens, but the thing that remains consistent is our God. So let's see what we talk about today.
Man, oh man, have I had my fair share of ups and downs when it comes to running, and I'm going to tell you all about it today, because if you're anything like me, and you're a type A go-getter, really wanting to commit to everything you do, slight perfectionist in anything that you set your mind to, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it to the best of your ability. But there's a fine line between all in and all consuming. I think Nick Bear said it best when he was like, I'm all in, but not all consuming. Is that who said that? I'm pretty sure that's who said that. I don't know. Whenever I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm like consumed by this and I don't need to be. And it's hard when something's your passion, and I feel like it's my ministry. I feel like I can tell people about Jesus to the best of my ability when I'm running and through running content, through races, writing scripture on my body, XYZ. I mean, that is what literally started this whole thing, my entire life at this point, job, that's what started it. But I've taken it to a toxic level at many points in my life, and we're about to talk about the ways to get back into it after you've gotten out of it and had to remove yourself from it. So for a little bit of context, I've had many of EDs in my life. Pretty much every category of ED that you could think of, I have had at this point. Some diagnosed and some undiagnosed, but from the descriptions of each, whether that be extreme exercising or not fueling myself enough or eating and then getting rid of it or many other things, I have found myself in those places for long amounts of time. So I feel like I do have a lot of knowledge in this area. Again, I'm not like a doctor. I'm not claiming to have the exact right way to do it. But what I am saying is that in everything that I do it for the glory of God by the truth that the word provides. I live by Bible. Bible is how I live my life. And I do have confidence that that is the truth. I know that's the truth. And so if that's where I'm going to inform my next steps and how I go about everything in my life, I do believe that is the correct way. And so there's a lot of trial and error. I'm human. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus, but I do follow him and I do let my actions be informed by scripture. And so I'm going to share things that I've infiltrated in my life, getting back into running after taking about 3 months off. But before I get into that, I want to kind of give you a little background into how I ended up here. Oh, what a story. What a joy. If you're new and you don't know my history with this, go listen to some other podcasts. I am very open about it. I've talked about everything. I share a lot of my running chronicles, if you will, on Instagram. I really love sharing a lot of it on YouTube as well, but with the shorter content, it's a little more sporadic. It's harder to fit everything I want to say into one video, but here on the pod, we're unfiltered, so we don't got to worry about that, people. So let's dive right in, shall we? I started running after my first ED. I was 13 years old and I went on a run with my dad. He was the one that got me into it. He was like, why don't you come on a run with me? I was healthy enough to do it. I ran just to the stop sign and back, which was 2 miles. There was like a stop sign that was a mile away from our house. And then I came back and I ran another mile with him and I died like a mile and a quarter in. Like I had to stop. I was hyperventilating. I was like unwell. I was like, oh my goodness gracious. This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I was heaving, actually heaving. And that's when I knew that I fell in love with it. I was like, this is the most insane feeling ever. I absolutely love this. So that's probably why I'm so into it now, because I fell in love with the craziness of it. I'm never going to be one of those people that's like, oh, running is going to be for everybody. Like everyone should love running. You just haven't found your favorite way to do it yet. No, I believe that running is for specific people and it's not for other people. And that's fine. It definitely is for me though. So anyways, I fell in love with it. Absolutely. Like I never stopped and I just absolutely was enthralled by all of it. And then somewhere along the line, I had to stop. I lost my period. There were a bunch of things going on with my health. And then I got back into it after I got my period back. Then I lost it again. And so then I stopped. And it was kind of like that balancing act for a while. And then somewhere along my beginning college career, I was like, I'm going to train for a marathon. And I had run double digit miles, 16, 17 mile runs prior to that. But I never set a marathon as a goal because I just didn't want to become too obsessed with it. And so I was just like, you know what? I really feel like now's the time to do it. So I trained and
I don't want to say anything that isn't true, but the paces that I was running, I remember at the time, I could have done like a sub 3 hour marathon pretty easy, which I've never done that before. That's definitely a goal of mine. My current marathon PR is 3:09. I want to do a sub marathon at some point in my life, but with where I was at that, like, I don't even think I realized how big of an accomplishment that was. However, 2 weeks before the race, I had to drop out because I was unhealthy and not feeling myself. So as you can see, this has like been a pattern in my life, and it's just, it's so hard because I really do love running. And I think that's the thing, is when you're so passionate about something and you love something so much, you're willing to let it consume your life, but then it becomes an idol. And that's when my faith is even more important to me. I mean, it's always so important to me. Maybe I shouldn't say more important, but it's even more of a deciding factor or influence in your life, because you know God is God. God is what you should worship. God is the first thing, and then everything else comes underneath. And it was not like that during that period of my life. So I dropped from the race. So around my junior year of college, I was out of that rut, feeling really healthy, feeling really good, in a very, very good place in my life. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to train for a marathon, and I'm actually going to do it in a healthy way, because I know I can do this. I prayed a lot about it, and I took it to the Lord. I took it to people, and everyone was like, let's do this. I was not really loving college at the time, and I needed something to kind of look forward to in my days. And I knew I loved running, so I was like, let's train. I trained in about 8 to 9-ish weeks. But again, like, my mileage was pretty high at that point. I was running 14, 15 mile runs every week and stuff like that. So, and running pretty much every day. And so I was like, you know what, let's just do it. And I got injured 10 days before the race, but I still ran it, but I was like limping. Like, I did not run that race by my own strength. You can actually listen. I'm pretty sure I did a podcast episode about it. If so, I'll link it below. But if not, then the link will not be there. But anyways, I ran it in 3:32, which my goal was 3:30, but that was before I was injured. So I was pretty proud of that. Also, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't eat or drink anything the entire race. I literally did not have 1 ounce of food or water during the race. So I bonked. Like, I don't know how I got through it. Looking back now, that was so dumb. Do not recommend. I will never ever do that again. Anyways, after that, I like got the itch. Like, I was like, this is incredible. This is the most incredible thing I've ever done in my life. And from then on, that was in fall of 2023. And now it's fall of 2025. And I'm here, and I'm still doing it, and I'm absolutely in love with it. However, this most recent period of my life, I've talked about engagement and how I went into a binge ED. And yeah, that was really hard. And I didn't realize that I was trying to search for a certain body type that I wanted for my wedding. And that was what was fueling my running. And it just became really, really toxic and really negative. And so I took an entire month off when we were in Hawaii. I tried to run here and there, but never really stayed consistent, and was like, okay, I just need to stop. And then when we got back from Hawaii, that was in it was the beginning of July. So we had gotten back, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to run again. Again, off and on, kind of, sort of, here and there. And then I was like, yeah, I'm just not ready for it yet. Still very toxic, not speaking good thoughts into my head. So I took another month off. So at the end, like mid-ish August, it had been about 3 months of not running, with some off and on trying to get back into it in the middle there, but nothing more consistent than a week. And so I basically took 3 months off of running, and that I'd never done before. And it brought a lot of clarity into my mind. And it also brought a lot of realization that I never let myself take a break post marathon before going into another marathon. Even if I had time for a break, I never let myself have it. For example, I ran the Derby Marathon in spring of 2024. And I was so excited to have a break after, but then I finished that race. The next day we went to the beach. And then the day after that, I ran 10 miles. What am I doing? That is not healthy. Like, I need to give myself time to recover. And my next marathon was like 4 or 5 months away. There is no reason I need to be running like I'm training for a marathon when I'm not training for a marathon. So that break that I just recently took just gave me a lot of clarity and self-reflection, and also helped me realize that I just don't let myself take a break. And it was basically that for the past 2 years. And so no wonder I'm going to crash and burn, and I'm going to start binging, because my body is literally going into fight or flight mode. It does not trust me at all. So this past 3 months has been Rest, lower your cortisol, let your body trust yourself again, get back to eating normally, find your hunger cues again. Like, I had lost all of that. I had lost my hunger cues. I was sleeping horribly, still kind of working on the sleep, but just always anxious, a shell of who I was. And life was still great, which that's what makes it hard, because there were so many amazing things in my life. And I was having so much fun being with my friends and planning a wedding and all these fun things. But then I would wonder why I was so sad at night and why I would just eat my feelings. Yeah. Because your body is literally starving. So that's why I took some time off. And it has been the best thing for me. And now I can officially and happily say that I am so blessed to be able to officially be marathon training again. I have a race. I'm not going to announce it yet because there's still some things I need to work out. It's my plan A race. But if plan A doesn't work out, I do have a plan B race. So, and they're around the same time period. So it doesn't really matter. I am going to be running a race at some point soon. And I'm really excited about it because it's going to be a story of redemption, a story of how the Lord can heal. It's going to be a marathon that the enemy wanted to use it for evil, but God can take that and use it for good. And I'm really, really excited to share that message. And I'm doing a lot of that over on my personal Instagram, really leaning into talking about recovery and balancing taking some time off while getting back into running, because it's really hard. Like other addictions and other struggles, you can completely cut out and it's fine. Not fine. I mean, it's still so hard and you have withdrawals, but I mean, like if you cut out drugs completely, it's like, great, you cut out drugs completely, or you cut out alcohol completely. Like, yes, you cut out alcohol completely. You can't like cut out food completely. And there are periods of times where it's like necessary for you to cut out exercise completely. But again, that's in my opinion. I'm not a doctor, so this isn't Bible. But in my opinion, I don't think it's healthy to cut out exercise completely if you don't need to. There have been periods in my life where I need to cut out exercise completely, and that is what is healthy for my body. But for the average human being, it's good to move your body. So it's just hard. Like, you can't completely cut these things out because you've got to learn the balance. And balance is so hard because it's subjective. Like, it's different for everyone. Everyone's body is different. Like, someone could be able to be balanced in one way, but another person, if they tried to do that, it wouldn't be balanced for them. So it's really hard to give like blanket advice of how to get back into things, but I'm going to try to share it in the most like personal testimony way possible, so that if you are also in a similar position or have been in a similar position, or just feel kind of weird and like, oh, I love this thing, but I had to cut it out because I went too into it and I idolized it and it was unhealthy for me, but I know it's not gone forever. Like, I'm not just going to walk away from it. Then this is for you. I mean, this is like something that I've dealt with my entire life. And I feel like a lot of people have, if you're this type A, very, very driven person. And I think even if you aren't that, in today, 2025, today's world, social media emphasizes so much of like, go hard, drive, give it your all, hustle, go, 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 like do everything and blah, 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 blah. It's like, how can you not? Like, how can you not take something and put your everything into it? That's my two cents. That's kind of a little recap of where I've been and what I've been thinking about. And I'm really excited to get back into running again. I really want to lean in to this period of my life because I have never felt more self-aware, mentally stable, and in touch with my body. I just want to say, this isn't sponsored, but I absolutely love my Oura Ring. It is one of my favorite things on the entire planet. In the past month, I've had it since I got married. I've had it for about 6 months now, seven months. The past month is the first time that it has been relaxed or engaged. It's always been stressed before that. I've always been stressed. But now when I look at my app, I'm either always relaxed or engaged. Guys, this means something. This is so good. It's just confirming to me that, like, yes, Abby, you are finally understanding rest and recovery. And that's that. Let's go ahead and get into how I'm finding balance and getting back into running and training after taking some time off. Number one, getting informed about things. I have been loving information from Dr. Josh Axe, Jordan Rubin, which they are co-authors of a book that I'm reading that I'll talk about a little bit later. Dr. Stacy Sims, she specializes in female athletes and how the female body works. I've also been listening to a lot of like Sadie Robertson and Allie Yost and people who call her Holy Podcast, people who talk about things that I want to fill my mind with. And
that has been really, really helpful, because it's easy when you kind of get into an anxious or depressive state to want to numb out or consume things that don't really make your brain think. But then you're filling your brain with so much other information that sometimes is of the world. And yeah, it just wasn't needed for me. And it's been really nice to have resources from people that are informing me, especially Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin. Theirs are like biblically sound health information. And it's really easy to find so many extremes on social media in the health world because there are so many tests for so many different things. But if I am doing what I do in my life based off Bible, why would I not eat based off Bible? And they really preach that. So those are my shout outs of information and people and resources for heart, body, mind. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, Bible is going to be the first thing. Bible is the substance, and then all these other podcasts and things are the supplements. I mean, they're great, but there's nothing like reading your Bible, prayer. That is the most important thing. Go to church, get rooted, start volunteering, surround yourself with community. Like, social media should not replace those things. They should just embellish the way that you're going about doing things, but it should not replace it at all. God has given us community for a reason, and community is so important. That's number one. Number two, easing back into things. So the month of August was just kind of like feeling things out, going really slow. I was walking a lot before that. And now that it's September, I officially started marathon training, which is really nice because I like to have some boundaries and stuff. But August was kind of feeling it out. So I went like a week trying to be like, okay, I'm going to run every day. And then I took a week off, and then I ran 3 days, and then I took 3 days off. Like, it was very weird. I didn't run on like vacations and things like that. Like, it was just very out of my comfort zone and out of the norm from Abby marathon training, who runs every day, does what her schedule is, XYZ, X marks a spot, do this, do this, do this, do this, to I can still run but not have to train. I can just run to run. It was really freeing, and it helped me fall back in love with running again. Now, there are going to be seasons of my life where, yeah, I need to run 6 days a week and follow my schedule. That's great. That's really smart if you have a goal, like a time goal for a marathon, for example. Then yeah, you're going to want to structure it out. But at the root of why I run, it's not to hit a time. The root of why I run is to spread the good news of Jesus. Jesus doesn't care what time I run a marathon in, and that's not the goal that he wants to spread to people. A time of me running a marathon is not going to get me into heaven. To hit a certain time in order to spread the gospel, and he doesn't allow my legs to move in a marathon so that I can hit a certain time. So in the wise words of the Bachelor franchise, keep the main thing the main thing. Like, I'm going to keep my eyes focused on God. Anyways, so with all that being said, I just feel like a lot in the media today also, there's a lot of emphasis on hitting certain times and doing certain things. And that is great for the people that is great for. But I was trying to fit myself into that box and into that mold when that's not what I want to do. Like, I just like to run for fun. Like, I just want a fun run. I just want to do races and have fun. And I lost sight of that somewhere in there. So easing back into it has been really great to realive that spark again. And the next thing, prayer. This is going to actually sound crazy, but when I tell you, the way that I'm training for this marathon is waking up each morning and seeing what God wants me to do. Especially when I first was getting back into it, I would wake up in the morning, I would go to bed with no plan. A rough plan, okay? Like, I would be like, okay, I'm going to run in the morning. But I would wake up each morning and ask God what he wanted me to do. And now that I'm training, it's a little bit different. I have it like a little more of a tailored plan, but I still take it week by week and wake up each morning and check my heart, start in the word or with God or with worship music or something focused in the Lord before I just go out and do my things. You know, it starts with God. It continues with God. If God is not in it, I don't want it, because then I'm going to be relying on myself. And we know where that gets me. Being very, very crucial about that. I guess I'll go ahead and talk about this now. This next thing I was going to save for the end of the podcast, but I'm using the app Runna, but I'm using it not in the way that you would expect. So a lot of runners in the runner community are probably familiar with Runna. It's this app where you train, basically you like put in whatever race you want, or you put in whatever your goal is. Even if you don't have a race that you're training for, it can train you for just having like a healthy life. Like you don't have to have a race. It'll just give you a workout plan basically for running. And I have a code and I've used it off and on here and there, but I've never really shared my code like a lot because if I'm being quite honest, I didn't use the app. Like, so I'm not going to share something I don't use. Okay. But I still had the code and I really do believe in the app. But the thing that got me every single time that I struggled with was like, I don't want to promote something that feels like you have to stick to this schedule where if I wake up in the morning or if the person who is in the plan who is also like me wakes up in the morning and they're like, God doesn't want me to run today, but my app tells me I need to go run 7 miles and I don't do it, I'm going to feel like a failure and I don't want to do that. So I just like stayed away from the app. Because if you have a certain plan, I feel like when the Holy Spirit tells you to go opposite of what your plan is, you have this fight with the devil that like, you're like, I'm not a failure. But he tells you that you are. And it's just so annoying. And it just is exhausting, honestly. And then if I have like an unplanned rest day or something, but I was planning on working out, but the Holy Spirit was like, you need to rest today. I've gotten out of this rut, praise God, by just repetition of unplanned rest days, honestly. But there was a time where I could not enjoy that rest day because I was so in my head about feeling worthless. So I really struggled to get myself to use this app. But I had a meeting with someone on the staff at Runna and I was just like, I really like want to use this app. Like, I think it's a great thing for the right people, but this is the way my brain works and I can't commit to a plan like this when my goal to run is not, at least right now, to hit specific times all in. Now, do I want to go fast and PR and run each marathon faster than the one before? Yes. But that's like a desire. That's not my main mission and goal. My main mission and goal is the Lord. Is to spread the gospel. And that doesn't come with a training plan. And so I just kind of talked through like some of my recovery things and balance, and I don't want to go all in. And she was so great in helping me navigate like, oh, totally. Like you can put in travel days. You can take things off of your schedule. You can go in and change things in your schedule. You can put, you know, like, I don't know, XYZ of things to where basically I have control over my schedule. The schedule doesn't have control over me. So it's nice boundaries that I have in a nice structure or blueprint. I get to have control over it. It doesn't have control over me, meaning like if I wake up in the morning and my app says, I don't know, run 5 miles, and the Holy Spirit is like, you're not running any today, I can be like, boop, move, or boop, delete, or boop, and it's gone away forever. I don't have to look at it again ever. That is so, has been so beneficial to me. And then also on the app, there's like Pilates and like mobility stuff and strength programs. And that has also been really helpful for me because that's not an area I struggle in really like overdoing it. And so it's nice to have those to where I just don't have to think about it anymore. So honestly, it's just removed even thinking about exercise as to where a month ago or 2 months ago, it was like all that consumed me. So it's been really nice to have structure and to use resources, not necessarily for, I guess, their like most popular intended purpose, but for the little things that aren't as heavily talked about. So I've really been liking to kind of explore that app. I don't know. I'm not like, again, I'm just starting marathon training, so I haven't really like used it. You know what I mean? Like this is the first I've really tested it out for a marathon training block, but so far I really like it. So that's my 2 cents. The next thing, Bible always. Bible first. What the Bible says goes. I'm reading a lot about treating your body like a temple and, you know, all these things that the Bible says. If there was like some verse in the Bible that was like, you're not supposed to run, I would not run. I say that to say like Bible trumps all. So the closer I get to the Holy Spirit, the more that's going to inform what I do. Again, that's kind of like what I've been saying. That's kind of the general consensus of this entire podcast, but I just really want to emphasize that because as silly as it sounds, like God is my nutrition coach. God is my running coach. God is my everything. He is my everything. He's the reason I do everything. He's the one who informs me on how to do things because it's just not about me. It's literally not about me. It's about him. Like, I don't care about me. If I'm being quite honest, I'm tired of me. I'm exhausted of me. I'm over it. Less of me and more of God. Amen. All right, moving on. That was a short but sweet one. Paying attention to what I'm putting in my ears. I train a lot. That's part of my job. A lot of our content is running and training. That's why I started making content about it, because I was like, oh, if I could make this my job, then I can really lean into this because this is what I love to do. I am listening to a lot of things a lot of the time. A lot of times I'll go on like 2 hour, 2.5 hour runs for long runs sometimes. And then I'll go to the gym and I'll listen to stuff. And then if I ever like go on a recovery walk later, or if I stretch a little bit, like I'll listen to things. I'm listening to stuff a lot. And there's a lot of things going in my ears, meaning it's going in my head, meaning I could take it and store it in my heart. And the more that I listen to things, the more it's going to affect who I am, the more it's going to have an impact on my personality, on my beliefs, how I feel about myself, how I feel about other things. Before I stopped running, it was like all pop culture. Now, it wasn't necessarily like vulgar or bad or even gossipy, but it was like borderline. It was like teetering on it. On the line of gossip, even though like majority of these pop culture gossip podcasts are talking about famous people who I'll never meet a day in my life, it's still gossip. It doesn't matter what your status is. Like it still is gossip. And that's something I fall victim to a lot. I'm not trying to sit here on a high horse and be like, man, I don't struggle with that at all. I work in social media. Like that's a big struggle. And I mean, I'm confessing it, but I do it a lot. Like I talk about a lot that's in the media today. And there's a difference between talking about it and it being important and having an impact on us as people, but then just like gossipy. Like if I'm being quite honest, this is kind of like a bold thing to say, but I don't really care. I do care a little bit, but there's just a lot of like dating shows out there that I just don't care about. Now I'm a big person on having your having convictions be personal to you, because I think everyone's convictions are different. So I'm never going to say my way is the right way, because then I'd be God and I'm not God. So I don't have the final say, but the Lord has just rid me lately of a lot of desires of things that I used to listen to and care about. And it's been throughout my entire life, like more and more and more, but really now more than ever, I have like no desire to watch or listen to a lot of the stuff that I used to listen to. And I don't think that's like just happening just cause. I definitely think that's intentional. And I definitely think that removing more things from the world that have impact on me is affecting my soul. Whether the things of the world are good or bad, they are still of the world. And I was consuming those over consuming truth from the Bible. And that's a scary place to be, especially because it's not necessarily bad. So you don't like feel bad about it, but it still has an effect. Like I told Ryan, I was like, just because this stuff isn't necessarily like bad, like it's not like I'm watching things that are morally compromising, but my brain is just filled with so much stuff that I just don't need to know about. Like, why do I need to know about these things? And I do think it's beautiful to have interests. And I am not sitting here saying every podcast or every song that you listen to has to say John 3:16 in it. You know, like I'm sure Jesus had lots of interests that were all across the board. And like, I love running. That has nothing to do with the gospel, but it is a ministry in its own. But I'm getting off track. What I'm saying is I was just consuming so much stuff that was not benefiting me in any way. And I think consuming some things just for like the joy of it is great. Like not everything has to be self-help and better yourself, because I also think that's a toxic trap of idolizing yourself, and you just get exhausted mentally, emotionally, and physically. I hit that point a lot because I love self-help stuff, but sometimes I'm like, I just don't need any more self-help. Like I know I need help all the time. Like I am not perfect, but gosh, I am exhausted trying to just pick myself apart, and it can turn very toxic very quickly. Again, it's all balance, but that's the thing with us type A people is balance is hard to find. But I don't think removing or scaling back from what you're taking in from the world can be bad in any way. I think it's important to stay up to date on what's going on in the world so that we can connect with other people. But when I run and when I work out, I am filling my mind with Jesus things because I'm doing that every day all the time. So what better way to use that time and what's going into my ears than to learn more about the person who created me so that I can have a better relationship with him? I mean, I don't see any con to that. Next, I am using the app Nourish. Now this, again, nothing in this podcast is sponsored. I'm talking a lot about like the specifics I'm using though, because I want to be able to share that with you. I just recently started using Nourish. It's a dietitian app. They basically just connect you with a dietitian. It's like a BetterHelp or a whatever, where you like have a video call with someone, but it's dietitians. And so I'm always a little skeptical when I do like apps like this, because I'm like, is it really going to be tailored to me? Like it's an app. I absolutely love Nourish. I have the best dietitian. She is so kind, and she is like, we are going to help you hit your health goals while you're running and while you're doing your mileage, because we know this is important to you and it's possible. And let me tell you XYZ of this is what we're going to focus on for these 2 weeks. I'm uploading my meals into the app and she's giving me feedback, and then we're going to meet again and set more goals and just talk about things. And then I'm also telling her about my past EDs and how that's affecting me. And it's more than just like a meal plan. It really is helping me emotionally as well. And I just get to talk for an hour about, hey, you know, I need accountability as well in this. And, you know, setting these accountability tools, meeting with people, inviting people into me coming back into something I love so that I don't go overboard again, because I really do want to do this in a healthy, sustainable way. And I have been able to so far. And that's how it started out, was in a healthy, sustainable way. But again, like I said in the beginning, you just love something, you get so into it, it can take over very quickly. But it is so important to me, for myself, but also for the impact of whoever watches my videos, or even the impact of just people in my life. Like, I don't want to hurt my body anymore. Like, my child, in Jesus' name, is not going to have body image issues. She's not going to struggle with food. She's not going to have an ED. She's not going to overexercise. I say she because I'm a girl, but it could also be he. I've met many men who have struggled with this as well. We're very close in my life, and my boy is not going to struggle with that either. I am ending this now so that they don't have to deal with it. And I really do think having a dietitian has helped me so much. I've had dietitians in the past, but this is the first time I've come to it on my own. And so far, so good. So I have a dietitian so that I have someone with like actual scholarly knowledge holding me accountable. But the next thing is just your community holding you accountable as well. I have about 5 people who, when I want to do things, I ask them first, not for permission, but for accountability. For example, when I wanted to find a marathon to start training for, I asked these 5 people and they all were like, yep, yeah, go for it. I'll check in with them. They'll check in with me. We'll go get coffee and talk about, hey, how are you training? What are you doing? How are you resting? And that's not all we talk about, but it's people who, one, I want to be like, 2, have the same faith as me, so we know we're aligned on that, and 3, care more about me to tell me the truth rather than what I want to hear. So if they don't think it's smart, or they think I'm doing stuff, they're going to tell me regardless of how they think I'm going to react, because they love me so much. And then the other thing is, they know what to look out for. I told them, like, hey, if I start self-isolating, if you don't hear from me, if you start seeing me post this kind of stuff on social media, call me up, check up on me, because that's the signs of, hey, maybe Abby's kind of falling back into bad habits again. I used to be someone who believed that you were recovered and you could recover from something and never deal with it again. Yeah. I don't believe that anymore. I believe you're always in recovery. I believe I'm always going to be tied to this in some way. I'm not always going to struggle with it, but it is always going to be something that I'm going to have to look out for. And it's honestly not the worst thing in the world, because it is literally my platform. It's my motivation. It's what I share with people. I love telling people about this part of my life because it's such a common struggle. Now, do I wish this upon anyone? No. Am I glad I have this? Not necessarily, but I definitely think that it's the reason why I talk about the things that I talk about today. Sorry, side note, for the listeners, this is about to really confuse you, but my camera just changed for the people that are watching on YouTube. It's because my camera died. It already died once in this podcast, but I just simply had to whip out the phone to record the rest of this podcast. And that's on a low budget. Sorry, folks, we're working with what we got here. So anyways, I continue. The next thing, a book that has changed my life. I said I was going to talk about this at the beginning of this episode. I said I was going to talk about it at the end of the episode, and now I'm talking about it. The Biblio Diet by Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin is actually, in this moment, changing my life. I haven't finished the book, but I could not recommend something more. I think everyone should read it, but especially people who really, really care about their health. This book is literally changing my life, and I am feeling the effects of it as we speak, and I'm seeing it in my training. My runs have never felt better, and I have not hit paces like this that I'm hitting in a long time. The book is basically about how the Bible says we should eat, and it's backed up by science. So it's informed by the Bible, but it's backed up by science. And they talk about how the way that you eat isn't necessarily like a sin kind of thing. Like, if you eat pork, the Bible says like not to eat pork. If you eat pork, it's not like you're sinning. They explained it a lot better, but it's like explaining that if the Lord intended for you to put certain foods in your body and he made your body that way, like there's a reason that the Bible says to eat certain foods, because our body is made to digest certain foods. And so if the Bible says not to eat pork and then you're sitting here eating bacon wondering why you're not feeling good, there's definitely a reason. And the thing that I've noticed the most for me is the mental side effects of things. With all this change and all this balance and all this really deep thinking, I have little spells where I can get really down on myself. I also was realizing during those times that I was reaching for the really hyper palatable foods, the foods that are processed sugars and the really sugary foods or very like carb heavy foods that are great in moderation, but I did not know how to stop. I did not know how to control myself around these foods and eat them in moderation. And so I would just go, like binging really bad on them back when I struggled with that. And this book breaks down so much information about filling your body with the things that the Lord intends. And now I can look at food and not feel like, oh, that's so bad, I shouldn't have it. I literally just look at it and I'm like, I just don't really like want it anymore, because I know that a ultra processed food, although my body is like, oh, you're craving sugar, that's not going to satisfy me. That's only going to make me want more of it. So it just is less desirable. And then the book also talks about foods that are great vitamins and minerals and, you know, things for your body. And it breaks down dairy and protein and just all of these things. I could not recommend this book more. It backs it up with scripture and science. It is the most incredible health book I've ever read. And it's so important for people to be rooted in truth. And so why not be rooted in truth in your diet as well? Like, this is such an incredible book. I could not recommend it more. The next thing and the last thing, setting goals. This is something that in my life can also be toxic. So again, I want to give listeners and viewers discretion that this is not a blanket advice for every single person. This is very much so person to person. But right now in the season of life that I'm in, this is working for me. Setting a goal of a race is helping me so much, because when I was struggling, and the reason why I ultimately stopped a couple months ago was because my goal was to look good for my wedding, and the goal was looks. Now the motivating factor is just life. Like, it is just mission here on earth. Like, I am kingdom mindseted, mission driven, gospel motivated. I could care less what my body looks like. And my quality of life and quality of working out is so much better. I go on these runs and I just talk to God. I lost sight of that somewhere along the way. And that I used to do that all the time. And you can see a direct shift in my content when I started getting toxic with running. And I don't think enough people admit it. I think it's very heavily emphasized in this field. And I don't want to diagnose anybody with any problems. But I do think social media is very extreme. It's hard for me to even realize that, and it's my job, but I see all these other people doing all these other things, and it's so easy to compare, and it's so easy to be like, well, I'm not a real runner because they're doing this, or they're doing a million marathons and I'm just here running a mile, or I'm here running half a mile. It's just everyone is on their own lane. Everyone's in their own lane, and setting your own personal goals just helps you stay in your lane. It's great to be motivated by other people. I am so motivated by other people that I see, but it's also easy to fall into a trap of comparison. And so setting a specific goal for yourself can allow the motivation to stay motivation, but not to transition into comparison. That's all I really got for today. I'm sure there's a lot more practical things that I'll develop and note throughout continuing to go back into marathon training. And when the time comes for me to share that, I will share that. But I just want to let you know that I've never felt more confident in training than I have now. And although I don't wish hard times that cause people to quit doing what they love, I do think that the Lord uses that to only strengthen it and strengthen you further. And now I am more on fire than ever to run a race for Jesus. And I'm so excited for what's to come. And I can't wait to share more of my journey with you all. And I just pray that we all can just live this life together and have fun doing it. So that's all I got today. You guys want to know a secret? I took my glasses off for this podcast because the ring light reflects off of the lenses. So I've been blind for this entire podcast. If you made it to the end, now you know that. Here are my glasses. They're really dirty right now. My high and low for the week
ending it off strong. My low, I've been really struggling with sleep anxiety. So if anybody also struggles with sleep anxiety, please let me know in the comments below what you do. I don't take my phone in the bed with me anymore. Like anytime I take my phone in the bed with me, I have a panic. I just do. Like I just start panicking and freaking out and crying. Like it's not good. So I don't do that anymore. But I still just struggle. I get up to go to the bathroom like 5 times. Like I have phantom pees and I have pee anxiety and I get in bed and then I'm like, oh, I have to pee again. And I go pee and then I get back in bed and I know I don't have to pee, but I think I have to pee. So then I get up and I pee again. I mean, I'm going pee like 4 times before I go to bed. And then I have to lay in a specific position. And then if I move the wrong way or something, then I have to get up to go pee again. It's a whole thing. So let me know if you also struggle with that. I take magnesium, which helps, but still needing a little bit more help. And then my high is marathon training. It's been so fun. I love training. It's so great. 10 out of 10 recommend. Actually, like 8 out of 10 recommend, because I don't think it's for everyone. And I'll die on that hill. I don't think everyone should do it. I think there are certain people that it's just not their thing. And you shouldn't be forced into it. There's no need. I will say though, the whole like 1% of people run a marathon thing, it's got to be 2% by now. It feels like everyone and their mom has run a marathon or is running for a marathon, which is great. It makes me so happy. But there's got to be a statistic change in there somewhere. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. So I'm going to put my glasses back on so I can see, and we'll call it a day. Hey, listen, Jesus loves you. I love you. And you know what? That's life. See you guys next week.